Be'ezras Hashem b'li neder. Let's finish Shas together. This morning's learning is dedicated to the Nishmas Avi Moria, Rav David Tzvi ben Rav Yosef. Today's daf is Gittin, daf Yudalid. We left off at the words Amar Le Hun Amar on the second line of Yudalid Medav. A very good morning too. Svika Yisrael Moshe. Shmuel, Arav Eliezer, Dov, Gershon Eitan, Avram David. We'll say good morning to Dr. Joe, even though he's not here, because he's going to walk in 30 seconds. Yitzchak, Aryeh, Chanach, Chanach, Rav Mordechai, and David Yehoshua. Here we go. Now, just to set the table a little bit for today's daf. We've been speaking at the end of yesterday's daf and the beginning of today's daf, we've been speaking about something called Kinyan Mamad Shlashtan. What's Kinyan Mamad Shlashtan? If you have Reuven wants to, Reuven owes, Shimon owes Reuven money. So Reuven says to Shimon, that money that you owe me, I want you to give it to Levi. If all three people are standing together, automatically Levi acquires the money. That applies by a loan and that applies even by an object of Reuven's that Shimon's watching for him and he wants to give the object to a third party matan. That's called Kinyan Mamad Shlashtan, special takana derabanan that Kinyan Mamad Shlashtan works. Now, in yesterday's daf, we were trying to figure out how in the world does this work? How in the world does this work? So first the Gemara seemed to say, Amemar said, it's as if the lova at the time of the loan said that I'm agreeing to pay anyone, I'm agreeing to owe you money and anyone who you designate. But then at the end of yesterday's daf, we rejected that because it doesn't make sense that it should only apply to people who were alive at the time, but people who are not alive at the time, so you shouldn't be able to transfer the debt because ein adamakne davar limi shelo bala olam. Everyone agrees you can't transact something. We've never seen Mamad Shlashtan only working by people who were in existence at the time of the original loan. So that can't be the reason. So now we go on. So then, at the very end of yesterday's daf, we quoted a second explanation. That was Rav Ashi. And Rav Ashi said, no, the way it's working is like this. With the hana that Shimon gets, that he's now getting a new creditor. So with that hana, he's willing to commit himself. He's willing to agree to be mishabed himself, to commit himself to pay Levi and not to pay Reuven because he's happy to get a new creditor. Now, and we mentioned at the end of yesterday's shiur that Rav Chana Wasserman said, even though al pi halacha, really the new creditor Levi can ask him for the money right away. However, generally people don't do that. Now, Tosis proves from here that it's mashma that Kinyan Mamad Shlashtan only works if Shimon agrees to it. But if Shimon doesn't agree to it, because it sounds like the Gemara is saying it's with the hana that he gets that he's willing to transfer it. So if he says, no, I don't get hana from this, I don't want to deal with these new guys, Tosis proves that it doesn't work. Others disagree. The Rashash in Maseches Bechoros writes that this new obligation works without a Maisa Kinyan. Rather, just his Gemira's Das, his willingness, the Lova's willingness to be Mischayev. And the Hana that he gets just means that he's willing to go along with it totally. But it's not that the Hana is the Kinyan. However, others, the Chazonish, and others say no. The Hana that he gets, what the Gemara means, is that the Hana that he gets is a Kinyan. Hana is like money. Hana is like money. So you give him this Hana that he's getting a new creditor. That's the Hana. With that Hana, he's willing to transfer the object to the new person. So it's like a Kinyan. It's like a Kinyan that works on the either on the object or on the loan. And there's a third possibility that no. What the Gemara is trying to figure out is how the Chiyuv is created on a loan. The Ketzos HaChoshen talks about this. Can you transfer a debt? I understand you could transfer an object. You can make a kinyan on an object. But here we're talking about a debt. How do you transact a debt bichlal? How do you transact that? It's not an object. So we're not worried about what the kinyan is because Mamed Shlustin is the kinyan. But the issue that the Gemara is struggling with is how do you bichlal have a kinyan on a debt? A debt is not an object. It's not something that you can transact. So that's what the Gemara is saying. Without hana, so that's the way you can transact it. And furthermore, the Gemara says that according to Rav Ashi, let's begin. So this is just setting the table. So far we had two explanations how this Kenyan Mamet Shlushtin works. Either the Lov at the time of the original loan obligated himself to whoever is my creditor, or no, it's with the Hana that he's getting a new creditor, that's how he's giving it up. So the Gemara doesn't like that suggestion as well. So Huna, the son of Rav Nechemya, said to Rav Ashi, Elameata, according to you that you're saying that Mamet Shloshtin only works how does it work that with the Hana that Shimon is getting, that he now gets a new creditor, so he's willing to give over the object? So says the Gemara, Amalei Hunabar, Berei Derav Nechemi Larashi, El Meyat, if this is so. Kigon Hani Debei Baral Yoshiv. Everybody knew there was this strong-armed family, the Mafia, Bei Baral Yoshiv. You mean to tell me that when the second creditor is the Mafia, that you're giving it over to the Mafia, Dekavse V'Shakla Alta, they would whip people and grab money right away. Getting this new creditor is not going to be any good walk in the park here. Nobody's going to want to trade in the old Hamish guy who I was dealing with the Mafia, who's going to smack me over the head and make me a deal I can't refuse and demand the money from me right away. So you want to tell me Mamet Shlushtin doesn't work where the new creditor you're getting is, everyone's going to agree, is going to be worse than the old guy? If you're trying to tell me, yeah, that's true, that Mamet Shlushtin won't work in that case, so then you're saying Mamet Shlushtin works in some cases and doesn't work in other cases. You're going to have to evaluate each case to see whether or not the new creditor is a guy that people are going to like to want to do business with, or people won't like to do business with them.
It sounds for me that Shimon doesn't have a choice.
Oh, this also sounds like he doesn't have a choice. Correct. That's part of the Machlok Vishom, is how to read this into the Gemara. Correct. So the Gemara says, Ela Amamar Zutra, you're right. There's no good logic for Mamet Shlushtin. Ela Amamar Zutra, Hani Tlas Mile, these three things that I'm about to tell you, Shavin Rabban and Kirchus are below time. There's no reason, there's no Svara. We tried to say it's the Hana, we tried to say that it's the obligation that he obligated himself. But actually, these things are hilchasa below taima. There is no svara. These three things. Chada ha. Number one is mamet shlushtin. There's no svara. V'idach. The second thing is the halacha that we know that a shchiv mirah, a guy on his deathbed, usually whatever he says goes even without a kinyan. However, there's one case of a shchiv mirah that we say, even though really it should not have a kinyan, but we say that it doesn't mean to be a kinyan. The opposite. What's that case? Says the Gemara. If someone who's on his deathbed and he writes a shtar matana that he's giving all of his possessions to his wife after he dies, but he has sons who should inherit, lo asa el apotropia. He doesn't mean to give all of his property over to his wife to the exclusion of his sons. He doesn't mean that. He means that his wife should be the executor of the estate so that the sons should give her respect. They were afraid if the sons got all the money, then they're not going to take care of the mom. Unbelievable. But so, lo asa la trop apotropia. He doesn't mean to give all of his money. He just means that she should dish it out to the kids. Since she's the one dishing it out to the kids will have respect for her. They'll take care of her. V'idach, what's the third thing that's a hilchasa below taima? And so why is that hilchasa below taima? He wrote in the document he's giving all of his property to his wife. So where do you come and say, oh, he didn't really mean it? Hilchasa below taima. Doesn't make any sense. But that's what we say anyway. And what's the third thing? V'idach, Rav Chananya, Hamas Isha Lebno Godol Babayis. If a person owns a house and he clears everything out of the house and he marries off his eldest son, we're not his eldest son, any son who's over Bar Mitzvah, I think it means. He marries off any one of his sons in this house, Kna'o. The son gets the house. Hilchos below time. It makes no sense. But if he marries him off, we assume what he meant is, in those days, they used to marry people off in a house, and then that house would become the house of the couple. They would marry, they would buy a little house, get married there, and then that would become. So here he says, if a person marries off his daughter in a house, he got rid of all of his stuff, and he designated it as for the wedding, Kna'o. So he acquires it, even though the father never made a kidney with the kid. Now, before we go on, just a couple of other ha'aras over here. Now, the Gemara says that according to Rav Ashi, the Gemara asked, according to Rav Ashi, how is Mamet Shlosh going to work by Bay Barrel Yosha by the Mafia? Asks the Rashba, what kind of kasha is that? Very nice, for the Mafia you won't be happy. But 99% of the creditors, you will be happy. So don't we usually have a rule that we follow the majority? So Butler Daita, okay, you're right. It shouldn't work by the Mafia, but too bad. We make laws generally by the majority. If in the majority of cases it's going to work, so who cares that in one case you're not going to be happy? It works anyway. For instance, we know that when you go to the mikveh, you dip yourself in the mikveh, the Rashba says, how much water do you need in the mikveh? 40 sah. Why do you need 40 sah in the mikveh? Because a general human being, the height of a person who is, I don't know, average height, who an average weight, who goes into, so that's the amount of water that needs to go into that his whole body will be covered. Now let's say you have a midget who goes into that mikveh. So you're going to say, oh, the midget doesn't need a mikveh 40 sah? No, the midget also needs 40 sah. Why? Because we make rules based on the majority. So says the Rashba. Here too, most people are going to like the new creditor that they get. Ah, you're going to tell me the one case in a mafia? So what? That's the Rashba's kasha. Butla daita. So the Meiri has an explanation over here, and it's explained by the Achronim, by the Nachlas Moshe, that the Gemara means that no, most people are like the mafia, that they want their money right away. If you become a new creditor, this is not just a mafia thing. Most people, what do you think? I'm a new guy. Oh, I have a new loan that's assigned, so I'm going to give you an unlimited amount. No, I want my money back. So it's not just Beber Al Yashiv. Beber Al Yashiv is just an example of the most dramatic people who collect their debts right away. But everybody likes to collect their debts right away. So it's actually what the Gemara means is it's the majority of new creditors you're not going to be happy with. So therefore, that's what the Gemara means. Now, the Gemara says here that these three things are hilchos below taima. Now, Tosa says, there is a reason why they instituted it. But when the Gemara means that there's no reason that it should work. But there is a very good reason why the rabbis instituted Mabed Shlashtan. Because they wanted people to be involved in business. Like, if you owe me money, it's like it's a waste of time for you to give it to me and then me to give it to a third person. It makes sense why the rabbis should institute this. But when the Gemara says it has no time, means how it works has no time. And the Ktzos further writes that by a milveh, by a loan, it doesn't have a time. But by pikadon, it does have a time. It makes sense how you can transact the object. And however, Tosis and the Maritz Chayis write, even by an object, it doesn't have a time. Because how in the world, before it gets to me, how do I give it over? How does Reuven give it to Levi if Reuven doesn't have it now? Shimon has it. So he says, even by an object, it does not have a time. Let's continue. Okay. Here we go. Let's continue. Back to the din of Mamet Shlashtan. Oh, so now the Gemara is going to learn a lot of details about the law of Ma'amad Shlashtan. A bunch of details about this. Says the Gemara. Amalei Rav L'Ravacha Bardla. Kaba de Morika, a measure of saffron, a type of spice. Isli Gabach, you owe me like a pound of saffron. Whatever that is. Probably the women know. Isli Gabach, Yahave Leploni, I want you to give this measure of saffron to Levi. And I'm saying this in front of all three of us, so I won't back out of this. Now, the Gemara thinks that the reason why they did it in front of the three of them is because so he shouldn't be able to back out. That's the Gemara. Michlal di boy hadabe. Matzi hadabe. It sounds like he's saying he's not going to back out, that if he wanted to back out, he could back out. But wait a second. Rav said, Mabed Shlushtan works. So why do you have to say, oh, and I'm not going to back out? By the fact that they did it but Mabed Shlushtan, he can't back out. It's a Kenyan right away. Answer the Gemara. Hachi Kamar, this is what Rav meant. Devarim halalu lo nitnu l'chazara. He's just explaining that by the fact that I'm doing it but Mabed Shlushtan means once I say these words, I can no longer back out. Ask the Gemara, okay, Rav is just saying that Mabed Shlushtan works. Ha'amar Rav Chana Zimna, didn't Rav already teach us on the last daf and yesterday's daf that Mamad Shlushtan works? Answers the Gemara, that's by money, 100 zuz, that's a lot of money. Says Gemara, Ime Ahi, if you only had the first statement of Rav, you might have thought that Mamad Shlushtan works by a large gift. Meaning, by a large gift, you need the three of them to be present. Avo matana mu'etes, but by a small little thing, lowly boy befanav, maybe you don't even need Levi to be there at all. Maybe the kinyan works from Shimon to Levi, even without Levi being there at all. Kamash malan, that's why Rav had to add the second statement that no, that even on a small amount, Mamad Shlushtan needs all three of them present. And the Rashba proves from here that when a person says tain to a shliach by a matana, it's not acquiring it for the person. Because you need all three parties to be present. But if I just go over to Tzvika, and I say, Tzvika, you see that cup of coffee I want you to get, that I bought for you? I want you to give that cup of coffee to Avi. And Avi's not here. So just saying tain, it's not that you acquire it right away from him. He's got to be present. If he'd be present, then it would work. But if he's not present, it doesn't work, even by a small gift. Hani Ginoi. The Gemara has a story now about a number of farmers who had orchards, and they would rent property in order to grow vegetables in a partnership. David Chushban of Ahadi Adadi. So these Ginoi, they made. Yeah, Tzvika, maybe you shouldn't shut that shade. I'm sorry, just it's hard for the people on Zoom to see me. There's sun coming in back of my head over there. Okay. Hani Ginoi. Helped a little bit, I think. Okay. I think it helped a little bit. Hani Ginoi. These farmers, David Chosh Ben Adai, they made a calculation together. Pash Chamish Yisteri Zuzik Gabi Chad Minayu. And it turns out that one guy got 500 extra dollars. Five Yisteri Zuzik. Five Zuz, however much money that is. One of them in the division of the partnership got five extra bucks. So Amri Lay, so all the people said to this guy, Yahavinu Niale Lamari Ara, I want you to give this $5 to the guy who owns the property as the rent. Ba'ape Mari Ara. And he said this in front of the guy who owns the property. Vikonamine. And I also want you to do, we also want you to do a Kenyan Sudder, a Kenyan with a handkerchief to show that you're giving the $5 to him. Vikonamine, and the guy will acquire the five extra bucks from you with a handkerchief. What's this handkerchief? This is Kenyan Sudder. This is Chalipin, right? Now, a little bit of a dafyomi coincidence. The source of that Kenyan Chalipin works is from Megillas Rus, that the guy took off his shoe, and Boaz acquired the field. And he married Rus with this Kenyan Chalipin. It's a discussion in Maseches Kedushin. Even though we know that money cannot be transferred by Chalipin, However, a person can create a debt obligation with chalipin, and the kinyan works to make a shibud on his property. So now there's a lien on his property to pay this five zuz. So what happened? Lesof azal avad choshben bein dilei nafshi lo pashka bevelomide. But then this guy went and made a calculation, and he realized that he didn't have five extra shekel. So the whole agreement for him to pay this guy was mistaken. It was a mistaken mamet slushman. Asal kameid Rav Nachman. So this guy, so the owner of the garden came in front of Rav Nachman and he said he wants to get out of the agreement that he agreed to pay the five shekel because it's based on a mistake. Amalei, so Rav Nachman didn't fully understand what was going on. Amalei, my everlach, what can I do for you? I can't do anything. Chada the Ravunim Arav. There's such a thing called Mamish Lashdan. And you gave the five shekel to the property owner with Mamish Lashdan. Va'od, Hakanumidach. Furthermore, you made a Kenyan Sura. You made a Kenyan with a handkerchief to give strength to the Kenyan. Amalei Rava. So Rava was listening to the story and he got where Rav Nachman didn't get. Amalei Rava. Rava said, Rav Nachman, Atu Haimi Ka'amar Lo Yahivna. Did this guy say, is this guy trying to back out on a sale because he says, I changed my mind and I don't want to give it? Deleka Gabaykama, he said, I never owed the money in the first place. I didn't owe it. It was a mistake. Amalei, so Rav Nachman, now finally he understood what was going on here, that the holding was based on a mistake. Im Kain, if the only reason you obligated yourself was based on the mistake that you thought you owed the five shekel, Kinyan Betosu, V'chol Kinyan Betos Chozer. So the whole Kenyan Mamet Shlashim was a Mekach Tos. It was a mistaken Kenyan. You only gave Das to make this Kenyan based on the assumption that you owe the money. But now you realize you don't owe the money. So the whole Kenyan Betos is you can back out. And now some more laws. Itmar, we learned. Holech Manal Ploni, Shani Chayavlo. Let's say I owe Shmuel Farkas $100. So I tell Tzvika here, take this $100 and pay my debt to Shmuel Farkas. Holech manel ploni shani chayev lo. Amar Rav chayev ba'achra yuso. Rav says, if something happens to the money between the time that I give it to Tzvika and Tzvika is bringing it to Shmuel, and Tzvika gets to Shmuel and he says, oh my gosh, it's not in my pocket anymore. It fell out of my pocket on the way. The halacha is, chayev ba'achra yuso. I am responsible for that money, not Shmuel. Shmuel doesn't lose, I lose. Because Tzvika was my shliach halacha. Shmuel never appointed Tzvika as a shliach. So I lose. But, Rav says, I lose. V'imbalachsa inechozer. But if I want to change my mind and tell Tzvika while he's on his way, oh Tzvika, I changed my mind, I don't want to give you the money, I can't back out. So there's an interesting halacha over here that Rav says that even though I'm still responsible for the money, I can't back out. Why? Because Zachin Ladam Shalom Bafanov. Tzvika is Zoyche in this money on behalf of Shmuel. But he's Zoyche in the money, not to the extent that it actually belongs to Shmuel, so that Shmuel's responsible for it, but he is Zoyche according to Rav that I can't back out anymore. So Rav does this unique split. That Zachin Lan Shlomo Fanov works as far as that he has to deliver it, but not that Shmuel is responsible for it. That's Rav. Shmuel disagrees. Shmuel says that doesn't make any sense. Uk Shmuel, I know. Mitok Shechai Bachm Yuso, since I'm still responsible for it, in Balach Sarchozer, if I want to back out from it, I can back out. Says the Gemara, what are they arguing about? Lema Balkam of the Gemara's in that can present, I think, four or five possibilities in what the root of the dispute is. Let's say that the argument is the following. Demar Savar Rav holds Holech Kizchidami. When I say to Tzvika, bring it, I'm saying acquire it on behalf of Shmuel. Umar Savar Holech Lav Kizchidami. But Shmuel says, no. It's confusing. There's a Shmuel and Shmuel. Shmuel says, not Shmuel Farkas, Shmuel the Amor. Shmuel Amar Lav Kizchidami. No. Tzvika does not acquire it on behalf of Shmuel, and therefore I can back out. Says the Gemara, lo, no, that's not what Dekulei Amar Holech Kizchidami. Everyone agrees that when I say that Tzvika bring it, he's acquiring it for Shmuel. What they're arguing about is Mar Savar Lo Amrin and Migo. Rav holds we don't say that since I'm responsible for it, I can back out. Umar Savar Shmuel says no, we do say Amrin and Migo. We say since I'm responsible for it, I can still back out. Tani Kava say the Rav, we went to the Bryce in support of Rav. Holich Manal Plonish Ani Chayevlo. A guy says to his shliach, go bring this $100 to my friend because I owe him the money. Or Tain Manal Plonish Ani Chayevlo. Give it to him, this pikadon, return this object that I'm borrowing because I owe it to him. Holech manu leploni pikadon sheyesh lo biyadi. Or tein manu leploni pikadon sheyesh lo biyadi. Whether it's a loan, or it's something borrowed, or it's a pikadon, I'm watching it for him. Chayev b'achru yuso. The sender is chayev in the responsibility. V'imbal lachzar, but if I want to back out, eino chozer. Sounds like mamish, like Rav. Ask the Gemara, pikadon. This works even by a, I can't change my mind by a pikadon. Lay malay, ain't mitzvah shepikdon, biyad acher. Why can't I say that, oh, the guy doesn't want his pikadon to be in the hands of somebody else? Amar Rabbi Zeira, kishahuchsa kafran. When can I not back out? When the sender was already in a fight with the other guys. The guy says, you know, give me back my object. Oh, no, I'll give it back tomorrow. So the guy already was denying paying back. So everyone would agree in this case that Shmuel Farkas would much rather the object be in the hands of Tzvika than be in the hands of me, because he's been trying to get it out of me for months and I'm refusing to give it back to him. And here I finally appointed a shliach. So in such a case, clearly, Shmuel would rather it be in Tzvika's hands than in my hands, and therefore, I can't back out. Everyone would agree. Rav Sheshes Havile Ashrasa Desarbele. Rav Sheshes had money. He sold shirts. He sold coats to a guy, and the guy didn't pay him. So he sold it on credit. But Mechuza. So it was in the town, the money was in the town of Mechuza. Amalei, the Rav Yosef Rachama. So he said to Rav Yosef Rachama, Bahadi Dasas, I know you're going to Mechuza. When you come back, please bring back my money from these guys who owe me money in Mechuza. I say, so in this case, he did make a Mashliach. I sinu nieli. So bring it back to me. So Azal, he went and he asked for these guys for the money. You have Inalei. So these guys gave him the money. Amri lei, nikni minach. So they said to Rav Yosef, the Shliach, make a kinyan that you're going to be responsible for any accidents that might happen. Amar lahu, so Rav Yosef knew the halacha that he was not responsible. He's just a shliach. He's not responsible. They're the lovim. They're the borrowers. They're responsible, like Rav said. The lov is responsible. See, he knew he really wasn't responsible, but he knew that he needed to get the money. So he says. He said yes to humor them. So Amalu, okay, I'll take responsibility. Lesof, ishtamet lu. So when it came time to make the kinyan, to make the responsibility, he didn't show up. He just took the money and ran. He didn't come make the kinyan. So he faked him out. So the Achronim point out that in a case where halachically you're right, there's no problem of faking people out. Because you had a right to, they were wrong. So even though it's lying, there's no problem with midvar sheker tirchak, because really, he couldn't get the money any other way. So you're allowed to do this. Also, when he said in, ein could mean no or could mean yes. Oh, okay. Anochi Esav b'chorecha. I'm Yaakov, but Esav is really b'chor. Okay. So kiyasa legabe, when Rav Yosef brought the money finally back to Rav Sheshes, amalei, Rav Sheshes said to him, "Shaper Avdis, great job. The lo shavas nafshich eved lo v'lish malve, because you shouldn't have been meshuba to them. Lishna achrina shaper Avdis eved lo v'lish malve. They're obligated to me, not you. They're obligated. It's their responsibility. So you did a good thing." Rabbi Yachin ben Rabbi Yoshi Havalei ispika de kaspa. I said before there were five explanations. There's only two explanations, but in this coming case, there's five explanations. Rabbi Yachin ben Rabbi Yoshi Havalei. Ispika de kaspa. He had a silver vessel. Benarda. Amalahu. L'Rabbi Dustai bar Rabbi Yana ulu Rabbi Yosi bar Kippur. So he said to these two rabbis who were on the way to Nadab, Dasisu, I see you nearly. Bring me this gold, this silver vessel. So Azel, they went to Nadab for Yahavi Niale. And these people gave him the silver vessel. Ami Lahu, Niknu Minaychu. Let's make a kinyan that you're accepting responsibility for this vessel. If an onus happens, he's not going to come and claim it from us. Ami Lahu, Lo. So Rabbi Dustai and Rabbi Yossi said, no, we're not going to accept responsibility, because they knew that they didn't have to accept responsibility. The responsibility is on the borrower. Amri Lahu, Ahaji Nilan, well, then give it back to us. And apparently it seems from the story later on that they took it back. Rabbi Dustai, Rabbi Yada, Amri Lahu in. So one of the rabbis said, okay, I agree to give it back to you. Rabbi Yosef Bar Kippur Amri Lahu, lo, no, I'm not giving back to you the object. Habakkuk Mitzarele. So they started a big fight and they started beating them up to take back the Kli. So Amri Lay, so the watchmen, the people who were watching this silver vessel, said to Rabbi Dustai, he was the one who agreed to give it back to them. Chazi Mar Heichin Kavod, you see how this idiot, this other rabbi, Rabbi Yossi, is refusing to give it back to us? Omer Lahu, so Rabbi Dustai, the rabbi who did agree, Tav Ramulay, yeah, you should beat him up. He's being an idiot. You should beat him up. And apparently, they took it back. Ki asu lagabe, when they came in front of the rabbi who sent them, Rav Achi, Rabbi Yoshia, Omer Lahu. So Rabbi Yossi, who was the guy who got beaten up, Chazimar, Rebbe, do you see what the other rabbi did to me? Lo mistaya delosai. Not only did he not protect me from the makas el amalu nami tov rabbele. He said it's good that they're beating me up. So Amalei, so Rav Achi, the Rebbe, said to the rabbi who had said good, beat him up. The Rabbi Dustai. He said to Rabbi Dustai, Amai tevet achi, why'd you do this? Why did you agree to give them back the kli? Amalei, Osen b'nei Adam, these dudes, these guys who you let this silver vessel to, they were the mafia times 10. Hein Ama, they're huge. V'kovan Ama, and their hats were even huger. Umidabin mechetzien, they have thick voices that's like they're talking from their stomach. They talk in a very gruff, deep voice. Ushmoseim uvahalim, even their names were scary. You know what their names are? Ardav, Arto, Pile, Borish. Omrin Kafusu, if they tell their henchmen to tie people up, Kofsin, people get tied up right away. Omrin Harogu, if they tell their henchmen to kill people, Hargan. Ilu Hargu has to stay. Had they killed me, me nasan layana abba bar kamosi. Who would give my father Yanai a son like me? Unbelievable Gemara. How is he allowed to mention his father's name? So you see here, if you say Avi Mori, so that's what the Achronim say. Shulchan Aruch writes, it's an usur for a Talmud to call his Rebbe by his name. So the Rama writes there that that's only if he doesn't say Rebbe Meiri. But if he says Rebbe Meiri, it's okay. And the Gur writes, also by your father. You're allowed to say your father's name if you say Avi Mori. And he brings a riot from Rabbi Dustai over here who said Yanai Abba. However, the Shach writes that the words of the Rama is only if you say not in front of your Rebbe, but in front of your Rebbe, you just say Rebbe. You can't mention his name at all. Okay. Amar Lei, Surav Achi asked Rabbi Dustai, Bnei Adam Alalu, Krovim L'Malchusein, are these people connected to the government? Amar Lei, hey, yes. Yesh Lehem Susim U'Pradim Shiratzim Achrayim, do they have horses and donkeys? Mules? Amalei, if that's the case, Ihachi Shapar Avdis. So Rav Achi said, you were right to say that they should beat him up. And it's good that you gave him back the object, because I don't want you to die because of this. Okay, a little bit more about Holech Kishi. Holech Manu L'Ploni, guy says to a Shliach, give this $100. Reuven says to Shimon, give this $100 to Levi. I want to give him a gift. V'halach u'biksho v'lo matzah. And he looked for Levi, and Levi was dead. Who do you give the money to? Tani chada yachsu meslech. Give it back to Reuven. Tani idach l'yorshim mishnasachlo. No, give it to Levi's inheritors. So now the Gemara is going to have four or five explanations of what the root of the dispute is. That's the question. Maybe when I said give it, did I mean you should acquire it now on his behalf or now? If holich is like acquiring it, so give it to his inheritors. If it's not like acquiring, give it back to me. So that's explanation number one. Amar Rabbi Abba Mamo, no. Explanation number two. To kuli amar holich lav kisri, below kasha. Habibari. One occasion where the guy was healthy, give it back to me. Habishchimera, the guy's on his deathbed. On his deathbed, it's like an automatic gift. Give it to the inheritors. Answer number three. Rezvid amar hava habishchimera. No, they're both talking about a shchimera. Ha de'isil makabel b'shas matmos. One case, Levi was alive at the time that Reuven gave it to Shimon. Ha de'lesil makabel b'shas matmos. Levi had already died when I gave it to him, and therefore goes back to the original owner. Answer number four. Rav Papa Amar Hava Abba Bar. You know, they're both talking about a healthy person. Ha de'mis makabel b'chaye nosein. The price that says that you give it back to Reuven is where Shimon died while Reuven was alive. I mean, Levi died when Reuven was alive. Huh? But the case where it goes to the inheritors, Demis knows him, Chaim Makabel. Reuven first died while Levi was alive, and then Levi died afterwards. So since Reuven died first, we give it to the inheritors of Levi. How many explanations was that? Four. I think it was four. Says the Gemara, Lema holik kischi tanoihi. Let us say that the question of whether or not when I say to somebody, holich, take this, it's like I'm saying to him, acquire it, it's like the following machlokes time. Sadi went to the Braisa. Person says to a shliach, holich mana leploni. Here, Reuven says to Shimon, bring this money to Levi. And he went looking for Levi who had died. Yachsu la mishaleach, give it back. Meis mishaleach, however, if Reuven died, so then what do you do? Oh, so we have a lot of different opinions. If Reuven died, Rabbi Nosson, Rabbi Yaakov, Amru, L'yoshim, M'shalech. Yaakov, L'yoshim, M'shalech. Give it back to Reuven's inheritors. V'yeshom rim, L'yoshim, Yishnesachlo. Levi's inheritors. Rabbi Yudan, Asiyom, M'shim, Rabbi Yaakov, M'shim, Rabbi Meir. Mitzvah, L'kayim, Divrei, Ameis. Therefore, he agrees. Give it to Levi's inheritors. Because even though Reuven died, but it's a mitzvah to listen to what he said. So give it to Levi's inheritors. V'chacham omrim yachloku. Fourth opinion, chacham say split it. V'kan and Bavel amru, kol mashi yitzu shliach yaseh. Fifth opinion, the shliach should give it to whoever he thinks makes more sense based on his assessment of the giver. What would the giver have wanted? His inheritors or the receiver's inheritors? Amru Rabbi Shimon Anasi. A maisa happened, and they actually paskin to give it back to Reuven's inheritors. Five opinions. What are they arguing about? The Tanakama who said give it back to the to Reuven's inheritors of our holich lav kiski. Rabbi Nelson, Rabbi Yaakov who said give it who said even if Reuven died, you still give it to Reuven's inheritors. Nami holich lav kisri. Avagav demis lar minim mitzvah kaim divrei meis. We don't apply the rule of mitzvah kaim divrei meis. The yeshomim who said give it to Levi's inheritors, they hold holich kisri. Rabbi Danasi shomim mishum Rabbi Yaakov mishum Rabbi Meir, who said mitzvah lekayim divrei meis holich as lav kisri. Therefore, if the mishleich is alive, you give it to him. Miu hechad demis. But if Reuven died, I mean mitzvah lekayim divrei meis. You have to. It's a mitzvah to listen to the words of the dead person. They're not sure. The Kanan Babel, Amru, Shuda Adif. It's better to let the Shliach decide who to give it to. Reb Shimon Asi, Maisa Aslash Minan. And Reb Shimon Asi is just teaching us that a Maisa actually happened and they paskin like Rabbi Nosson and Rabbi Yaakov, which means that they gave it to the back to the Yorshim of Reuven. So that's the Gemara's first explanation of what happened. And now the Gemara is going to say, all right, we have one more minute. So, okay, we'll just read a little bit of this. Lo, no, you don't have to say that's the machlokas. Bibari, if we're talking about a healthy person, to kuleyama lo plige. Everyone agrees, holech is lav chischin, you would give the money. If it's a bari, give the money back to Reuven. V'acha b'maya, skinan b'shchiv mira. No, we're talking about a guy who's on his deathbed, so it's a whole different story. We plugged at the Rabbi Lazar Rabbanu Kamithli. They're arguing about the machlokas Rabbi Lazar Rabbanu by yishchiv mira. This time we learned in Baba Basra, hamachalek nechasav al piv. If a guy is giving up his guy is on his deathbed, and he's giving property out to his kids, and he's giving each of them a different amount of money, even though normally by inheritance everybody gets the same amount, he's distributing different amounts. Rabbi Loz Omer Echad Bari Vechad Mesugan, whether the guy's healthy or he's on his deathbed, Nechasim Sheyesh L'Machayis, whether it's property, Nikne B'Kesev Shtar B'Chazaka, like all property can be acquired with money, Shtar, a document, or Chazaka, Sheyesh L'Machayis Metatlin Einik Nel B'Meshicha. You acquire Meshicha, V'Chacham Amorim Eilu V'Eilu Nikne B'Amira. No, the Chacham say he's a Shchiv Mira. If he's a shchivira, even just speaking, you don't got to do any kinyanim at all. And it all works. Okay, we'll stop here. It's in the middle of a story, but we'll come back to this tomorrow. Everyone should have a wonderful day.